Okay, we're going to go ahead and start. The mayor's running late. Good morning and welcome to our city council meeting on Wednesday, August 29th. Carla, could you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Adams?
Okay, so we will begin with council communications number 952.
932?
932.
Request of Colonel Moses to address council regarding the current moral leadership crisis.
Colonel Moses?
Hey.
Okay. Welcome.
Good morning. I picked this day because...
You know the routine. You have three
yep.
minutes. Okay.
I don't represent anybody but myself.
And yeah. Give us your name again.
Colonel, as my friends call me, Moses, as is on my driver's license. All right. Commissioner Leonard made it. Anyway, I have some good news for you. This is the last time that you will be seeing me sit here at this table and present to you. I'll come back if I have an invitation, but I'm done presenting. And that brings me to the bad news. And the bad news is that I really don't believe that any of you are really listening. That or you really don't care. And I'll go on to explain my statement. Portland is looked at as one of the most progressive cities in the United States. We have a history of free thinking and risk taking and doing it different here. But despite what Commissioner Fish said in October of 2009, he said, I believe that we need to change the ordinances that govern, well, it's not a direct quote, but you said that the statutes around homelessness need to be looked at and given with a compassionate eye. I'm sorry I don't have the direct quote. I meant to bring it up, but I didn't get it. But anyway, as you well know, I was arrested on March 2nd. Some armed thugs came and woke me up out of my sleep and took me to jail. They told me I was erecting a structure and interfering with a peace officer. Of course, over in the courthouse, the judge found that both of those charges were absolutely bogus. So I will certainly accept an apology. And so anyway, the moral crisis that I want to talk about, I got to hurry up here. Sam posted on his Facebook page about eliciting comments from concerned citizens about fluoride. 97% of those comments were, please don't fluoridate our water. Oh, 97%, count them. There's like 700 comments. There's probably more than 1,000 now. There's talk of selling our water to Nestle. That's a great idea. I better just cut to the chase here. Anyway, I want to talk about things that I've already said here, and I want to repeat them because maybe they'll make an impact. I'll try to read this quickly. I'd appreciate it if you'd give me just a few more seconds. We are experiencing a crisis in leadership now, not so much because people lack the qualities necessary for it, but because we systematically invalidate such qualities. It is hard in today's world for a person to stand up in excellence and power in the public realm. There are a myriad of forces marshaled against doing so, causing a massive brain and spirit drain. Let us support the possibility of greatness in anyone at any time. We must rethink our attitudes about leaders, or at the rate we're going, we won't have any. We must create fertile ground for leadership in order to prepare the way for great leaders. A politician listens to his or her constituents. A leader listens to whispers in the wind.
Thank you, Mr. Moses.
Thank you. I won't be seeing you again unless I get an invitation. Thank you very much. I'd be happy to accept that apology on behalf of the police department for hauling me off to jail totally unreasonably.
Okay, our next communication, 733.
933. request of Barry Jo Stahl to address council regarding the moral profile of a leader.
Hey, I don't see Barry here.
Barry was arrested last night.
Okay, so Barry's not here, so let's move on to 934.
Request of Arthur Llewellyn to address council regarding additional evidence against West Hayden Island Marine Terminal.
Welcome, Mr. Llewellyn. Morning. So you've been here before. As you know, you have 3 minutes, and if you could just start out by giving us your name.
Well, my name is Arthur Llewellyn, and I've come before the council and Metro regarding the Columbia River Crossing project over the last 2 years, where I've 2 years ago, I found that the project reached a stage of development that I could support because Oregon Highway Department devised a design for Hayden Island. It was called the Concept Number 1, and that was the design where there was no exits on Hayden Island, none. And the Marine Drive interchange rebuild, which is necessary, desperately needed, even though it's been delayed, that design had an option for accessing Hayden Island most safely. So I came before the council and Metro and said, in my opinion, and with all the maps that I have submitted before the city and Metro, to prove that the Hayden Island interchange design as it is now proposed is a death trap. I am afraid of it, and everyone I show it to and explain exactly why it's going to end up in multi-car rear-end collisions must be opposed by City Council and Metro. And you, City Council, left me hanging in the wind as if my work, my effort means nothing to you, and I have taken you to court. That affidavit, which I just passed up to you, is headed to court. And depending upon the court ruling, I can come back to here and demand answers from you. I can demand answers from you. You can't just say, oh, well, we don't care about what you have to say, citizen. You can just, yeah, we'll just smile at you and you can go away. So that's the state of my efforts, and I wanted to come here today and lead with a conciliatory effort. Now, I do believe that the Columbia River crossing bridges have to be replaced, and the design that is most acceptable, I think, to most people, if they knew about it, is this Concept Number 1 design that is obviously, I think, most safe. Safest, least predictable number of accidents possible on that island. We cannot, citizens of Portland cannot allow a design to be built that will cause accidents and people will die. And I'm angry about your accepting an offer you can't refuse from the business community of Portland who wants to import cars and export whatever at that new facility, that marine facility on West Hayden Island. That's my position today. I see my time has run out. Thank you for anyone to come in here and give you their opinion. I try to be fair. And one thing I want to just add at the end, I wanted to add it at the first, was that I'm not against TriMet removing the Fairless Square Zone, and I've looked at it all kinds of sides. I think it is the right move for us to do. This is the way I find balance in everything. But I cannot accept the Hayden Island interchange design. And I want you to, I want you to just look at that. I know my time's up. Okay. Look at the affidavit there. It's for your information. I don't want you to just throw it away as if it doesn't mean nothing to you. Okay. Because if the court rules in my favor, I'm coming back and I'm making demands.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. 9:35.
Request of Raquel Bornanes to address council regarding water fluoridation.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so you have 3 minutes. The clock's in front of you there, and if you can just give us your name.
Sure.
And your affiliation if you're here representing anybody.
Great. My name is Raquel Bornanesk, and I'm the co-director of Upstream Public Health. Upstream Public Health works to improve the health of all Oregonians, and to that end, I'm here today to describe Oregon's dental health crisis. Over the past year and a half, I've had almost 100 meetings with Portland, across Portland, with parents, community groups, pediatricians, and emergency room doctors. The question I ask each is, what is your experience dealing with dental health? The stories I've heard are shocking. I heard from an ER doctor who said that dental problems are the second leading cause for nighttime emergency room visits. I heard from Dr. Stacy Nicholson, an oncology specialist at Dornbecker Children's Hospital, about how he regularly needs to delay cancer treatments because children's tooth decay and resulting infections are so severe. I spoke with Dr. Phil Wu, a pediatrician at Kaiser, who said he sees countless patients he needs to give clearance for so they can be put under general anesthesia because their tooth decay and dental work is so substantial. I recently heard from the dental director at Virginia Garcia Dental Clinic about a 16-year-old whose teeth were so rotten and few that she now has dentures at 16. I heard from a dentist at OHSU's Free Dental Clinic about the common practice of baby root canals. He said, sure, they can pull out rotten baby teeth, but if they can save them by doing root canals, sometimes that's preferable. Last November, I visited the Mission of Mercy, a free two-day dental clinic at the convention center, and watched a few thousand Portlanders line up the night before, hoping to get some relief from months of pain. As a Portland resident, I find these stories appalling, and as a public health professional, they're unacceptable because dental disease is 100% preventable. It's now the end of August, which means kids are going back to school. It's difficult for children to concentrate and be good students if their mouths hurt. Tooth decay is not only a major factor in children's overall health costs, but it is one of the leading causes of missed school days. According to the Healthy Smiles survey completed by the Oregon Health Authority, over 35% of Oregon children right now have untreated tooth decay, compared with only 15% in Washington State. Why do Oregon kids have over double the rate of tooth decay as Washington kids? Our assessment is that water fluoridation is the single biggest difference. Research shows that water fluoridation is the most effective way to prevent tooth decay and reduce medical costs. And so fluoridating water, Portland's water, would have an impact on the city's overall dental health. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Our last communication, 9:36.
Request of Alberto Moreno to address council regarding support of water fluoridation.
Welcome. So you have 3 minutes. The timer is in front of you. If you could just give us your name, and if you're representing a group, also the group you're representing.
Great. Esteemed commissioners, thank you for allowing me 3 minutes this morning to speak to you about this important issue. My name is Alberto Moreno, and I'm the executive director for the Oregon Latino Health Coalition. I also have the privilege of sitting on the Governor's Commission for Hispanic Affairs, and it is my distinct pleasure to be in front of you today. This morning, I am proud to stand with the governor in support of water fluoridation. Our mission within the Oregon Latino Health Coalition is to ensure that all of our communities have the same access to the needed medical services that they need, including dental care. As I travel the state, the number one unmet need that we see is dental care. There are simply not enough dentists in the state who are willing or able to take patients who are either Medicaid or self-pay. Many dentists will, in effect, ask for $300, sometimes $500 up front before they even see a patient, and many of our communities simply cannot afford to do that. In fact, in my travels, I've seen grown men who have been turned away from dentists, and their pain is so acute and so severe that they actually have gone home, reached for a pair of rusty pliers, and pulled out or attempted to pull out their own teeth. And lest you conclude that this is an issue that only affects communities of color, I know of a young woman who, after she chipped her front tooth in a horse riding accident, went to the dentist, was unable to come up with the upfront money she needed, went home, took a rusty file and proceeded to file down her own tooth. This within the boundaries of this great city of Portland. In the coming days, you will hear a lot of unproven science or pieces of data that are taken out of context. And it is true. It is true that anything taken in extreme excess can have an adverse effect on our health. It is scientifically proven, for example, that it is good to drink a gallon of water a day. But if you drink 5 gallons of water in an hour, you will die. Likewise, an apple a day keeps a nice doctor away. But if you routinely ingest the seeds that are contained in this otherwise healthy fruit, you will get arsenic poisoning. I tell you this because anything ingested in excess, including irrational fear, is harmful to the human body. Portland, as you know, is a great city. It is a progressive city, which I know is committed to doing the right thing for all those who work tirelessly to move it forward. We look to your leadership and ask that you add a little fluoride to our water so that all of our children will have the same access to dental care and so that they will not in the future need to reach for a rusty pair of pliers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Marino. Okay, that brings us to the consent calendar. Anybody who wishes to pull an item from the consent calendar? Okay, seeing none, I guess Carla, go ahead and call the roll on the consent calendar.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Okay, the consent calendar is approved, and we'll go to our first time certain, number 937.
Portland State University Hatfield School of Government Tokyo Foundation Intensive Training for Japanese Municipal Officers.
They made it.
They may still be meeting in the mayor's office.
Oh, that's the group upstairs, mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah. Okay, well, why don't we? Well, what's our next time certain? 10 o'clock.
And do you want to go to the regular agenda?
Okay, let's go to the regular agenda.
The only problem with that is sometimes people schedule when they're going to be here around when the time certains are, and if they expect there to be 2 time certains beforehand, I'm not sure.
Well, that's true. We have a number. We never.
Okay.
We have a number of police bureau items, and they're probably going to show up for that.
That's okay.
Okay, so we'll stand in recess for 10 minutes until 10 a.m.
I take back what I said. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.